Hey love, Ashley Han here, online branding and marketing strategist, entrepreneur, author, and coach, and welcome to a brand new special exclusive series of my show called Female on Fire, where I am taking you behind the scenes with incredible, powerful, successful, sexy, radiant females on fire. From spine-tingling pain to power stories, real and raw girl talk, to actionable tools and frameworks that you can use and apply in your own life, it is my intention that as you listen to each of these episodes, you will feel a spark light up inside of you and walk away feeling on fire and radiate that beautiful, unique, powerful flame out into the world. Let's dive in. Today's guest is Danette May, who is my soul sister. Love her so much. She's a great friend of mine. She's also the co-founder of Mindful Health and Earth Echo Foods. She is a sought-after VIP coach for leaders and celebrities all over the world, a renowned speaker and best-selling author of 7 books, including The Rise. Danette has over 500 million views on her motivational videos across all of her brands, and she is on a powerful mission for each individual to understand their unlimited potential and show up in their divine gifts. She's been featured in Self, The Huffington Post, CBS, Access Hollywood, Hallmark, Women's Health, you name it. This woman is a powerhouse and she is so tapped in, tuned in. She is such a divine channel. And I'm so excited for you to experience her, to learn from her today. In this episode, we talk about attracting in your soul contract connection, that soul partner. And we also talk about manifestation, alignment, morning rituals, so much juicy goodness in this episode. So excited for y'all to hear it. And without further ado, let's dive in. Danette, my sister, I'm so excited to have you on the podcast today in my Female on Fire series. Welcome, love. I'm so excited to have you.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here. Like, I love the name of this podcast. Like, when I saw that you were starting this, I was like, yes. Female on Fire.
I love yeah. it. Yeah, I love it. Women igniting women. That's what it's about. So I'm also super, super amped for the conversation we're about to have about attracting your soul contract connection. We did a vote in my community, and this is the one that all the ladies pretty much were so excited to learn about from you. So I'd love to actually dive in by asking you how you attracted your soul connection with Craig.
Oh my gosh. I love this question. And actually, it's been funny because this whole concept came about when I was coaching a lot of like high level VIP clients, and you'd think they want to talk about growing their business. And yeah, some of them were making 100 million, going to $200 million companies. But the biggest thing on every single person's mind was around being in a true divine relationship. And I think you can relate to this. It doesn't matter how much wealth or success you make in life. If you don't feel you have that person to share it with, then you feel off balance. Or if you're in a relationship that's not letting you be in your fullest expression, in your purpose and yeah. your passion, it's a distraction. And I realized that I was keeping somewhat of a secret. It's a little bit in the Rise book, but about how I actually called in and attracted Craig, not only from a lover standpoint, but from a business standpoint as well. And I started sharing this with a few people. They were having success with this like modality, this deep meditation that I'd learned from this indigenous tribe. And I was like, I have got to share this. I've got to share this. So what I did, you know, back in the day, I was broke as a joke. I was a single mom. I was this girl with a bunch of dreams in my heart, this calling on my soul, and literally was not connected to anyone. I was borrowing Wi-Fi from the wall for my neighbors. I was sleeping on the floor on a mattress. I was single momming it with tinfoil, holding the antenna up. And I had heard about, I was like in this deep exploration because I didn't really, wasn't connected to anyone. So I was just diving into learning about the power of my mind, how to get myself to where I wanted to be, and what was that action steps I needed to take. And I'd heard, I've always had this fascination with an indigenous ways and the way that they create life without having like money and like knowing somebody big, you know, they yeah. just used energetics. And I had heard of this really ancient form of meditation, and I started implementing it. And I started doing it. I remember I was doing it at home. It makes a very big sound. So I was kind of trying to find private places where I could do this that didn't feel embarrassing. And then I found myself literally receiving information. It would just come to me like, for example, I received this information to go to Twitter or Wonk, because I had heard that there was this device, this app basically that told you who was trending in different categories. And granted, I didn't even have a Twitter account. So where this information came, it literally came to me. I was not connected into the Twitter world. And I was like, okay, I really want to create this business. And I don't know anything about social media, but my gut tells me social media is where it's at. Like online is where it's at. And I need somebody who's really good at that. So I like went to Twitter Wonk and I just went and put fitness in at the time. And it pulled up everyone that was trending in fitness and on Twitter. So it was like the first three names were like a corporation. Oxygen Magazine was the last one before I saw an actual name, and it was Craig Collins. And it said Vail, Colorado. And I was like, a human. And I remember just getting like all the internal body chills. And I reached out to him, never got a response. Like I looked him up on Facebook. I was like, I got to find a Craig Collins in Vail, Colorado. And, I was in the meantime, while I had found this name and was trying to reach out to him, I still was doing this deep meditation. I was holding this vision. I was doing the action steps that really put you in a frequency of attracting. And long story short, I met up with him. He finally responded back. I met up with him and it snowballed into him introducing me to different business people. Then it snowballed into him going, hey, I'm actually having feelings for you. I'm calling in a business partner and a lover. I didn't think they were combined, but it just like, that's how the magic works. So That's how Craig and I came about.
Wow. I actually didn't even know that story. So I loved hearing all that. So wow. Twitter Wonk. I'd never even heard of that either.
I know. I don't even know what that is.
Wow. Okay. So what is this? Can you share this meditation? That sounds so powerful.
Yeah. And it's all lined out in my program because I take you through the actual audio of doing it. So what it does is it brings the theta and the beta waves in the sync. So you're using the sound of creation. You might have heard of this. You're using a sound that you're coming out with your mouth, the sound of orgasm, the sound of God, the sound of Allah. So it's this deep awe sound, but it's deeper than just that because that's the sound. And as women in particular, we get blocked through throat chakra. When we can release and open that through, and as we all know this, like when you open up the channels all the way in from deep in the root all the way out through the throat and up through, then you actually are becoming an alignment magnet, right? So you're making this deep, profound sound. Mm-hmm. And then you're also visualizing through this space right here and between your space, between your eyes, you're just seeing what you're calling in as you're letting the sound go out. It basically is taking that vision out and then you're letting it all go out. This was one of the things that I did. Then I learned another even deeper meditation that lets you allow something in 7 days, which I also share, which I've been using for all the business success that has been coming. But I didn't know that at the time when I met Craig, I used this awe sound to manifest Craig.
Wow. And you do this, you do this as part of your morning ritual. And I'd love to hear kind of, cause I know you talked about really setting your energetic frequency, right? In the morning, is this what you do? Is this the meditation that you do to really set that frequency to call in and attract your soul partner?
Yeah. And I want to just remind everybody, cause we hear about these meditations and we think they have to look a certain way. And I do a variety of different things. I use nature as my meditation. I use movement as my meditation. Mm-hmm. What I believe is when you get into, so for example, in the morning, I set myself up with, and it's not just morning because you have to almost set yourself up with a time where you're going to write out everything that you are seeing and feeling as if it's already happened. And this is some probably new information that people are hearing. But what you want to do is like literally write all the details out and put it on paper. Mm-hmm. And then every day you read it and every day you somewhat visualize it. So you feel it into your body. when I'm in it, so the morning for me is gratitude. The morning for me is reading all. So I do a whole series in all the areas of my life, not just my relationship. And I read that every single day. Mm. And then I, you know, I do a form of meditation, but it's not always this awe sound. When I'm in a state of euphoria, let's say after orgasm, at the time I was not orgasming, but mm-hmm. I would like go do a workout, right? I would be go run or whatever. Yeah. And I would. So when you're in a state of like just feeling pretty good, right? Like you're in a gratitude state or you're in a good state of like, hey, I just accomplished this workout, or you've just hung out with some really juicy, fun people that make you laugh and feel like, then I would go into the awe meditation. Mm. And that's when I would harness that energy. So let's say I was, and where I really felt it, and where actually Craig and I both know that we synced up, because we found out that the day I was in Hawaii, so I had no money. So I was no money, and I got invited to a wedding in Hawaii. So I used, like, they're called standby tickets to get on the yeah. plane to go to Hawaii, and I camped. So I was camping in Hawaii with my two girls to go to this wedding. And literally showered in the camp shower to get to this wedding. But what it did is it afforded me this time on the beach where the waves were just crashing. And I was in nature. I was submerged with the waves, and I knew no one could hear my big ah guttural sounds.
Yeah.
I sat there, and that's where I felt the energy the most potent. I was like, I could feel it surging through me as I was doing it, as I was visualizing my lover. I was visualizing this business partner. And now when I talked to Craig, he said the exact day I was doing this, he said, I had this feeling. I was sitting there, and he's like, I decided to look you up again on Facebook, and just because we had already met, and he kind of didn't think much of me and didn't think much of it because he just thought I was quite distant. Mm-hmm. And he said, that day I started having these feelings like for you. And I didn't. And I was like, he thought, oh, I got to tell her because she's thinking I want to do business with her, and I'm having these feelings for her, and I don't know where they're coming from.
Wow.
I got to tell this girl. So it's fascinating. And it wasn't until a month later that we met up again, but we went back to that day, and he's like, that was the day I was looking you up on Facebook and feeling all these
things. Oh, powerful. Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. That's amazing. I love it. And I love that. So I actually, it's funny we're talking about this, because I, as you know, I just got done leading a retreat, and one of the activities that I leaded or that I lead in retreats, and I did at Gerard's retreat as well, is called the gibberish meditation. Have you heard of that?
No, tell me about this.
Oh my gosh. So it's also opening throat chakra, really, really powerful for women to practice this. So I learned it when I was in Costa Rica, and I was like, oh my gosh, I adopted it. I was like, this is my thing. Because it also clears the monkey mind. So it clears the mind. Absolutely. And it has you let go of all structure, of all logic, of all needing to make sense. Because like, while language is probably one of mankind's greatest inventions, it's also one of the most constricting, right? We're needing to communicate a certain way and form sentences in a certain way to fit in these boxes, da, da, da. And it limits our ability to express. And so one of the big themes of my retreat is self-expression, and doing that without needing to, you know, to make sense, to do it the right way or the wrong way. Like, it's not about that, right? So, and by the way, this was originated by an ancient, a Sufi mystic named Jabbar. So his name is Jabbar, and he would way back, I don't even know when this is like thousands of years ago, he would speak in gibberish. Like, he would just not make sense. You know, he just wouldn't make sense and make all these sounds. And his disciples like understood why he was doing this, and the freedom that he was creating through this, and the expression that he was creating this through this, and limitlessness and all those things. And so that's actually where the term gibberish was formed. That's where gibberish is derived from. Yeah. So yeah, it's all about just activate in you loud, you know, whatever comes through, just like letting it up and out through your vocals, through your voice. And I'm telling you, it is so powerful. So I'm wondering if it's kind of like, I mean, I don't know what yours is, but it's kind of reminding me what your method is kind of reminding me of the gibberish technique.
Absolutely. Really, I think there's elements like such as using your throat, clearing out the monkey mind, because when you make a loud sound, there can't be a lot of thought because
yeah.
filled with that sound. And sound is creation, but the only difference between you're doing, that's a bunch of gibberish, which I'm going to totally try. And then this one is the sound of awe, the sound of creation. So that big awe sound of like what you would say God or Allah or orgasm, you know, and then seeing it as you're putting it out, and then, and just keep repeating it, inhale in, and then exhale the awe sound. It's so potent and it vibrates the whole body, but I imagine they're quite similar in some of the tactics.
Oh my gosh, I love that. That's so awesome. Yeah. And you know, I'm just going to throw this in now, cuz I just feel it coming through, is you know, Jeanette and I were just talking before this, you guys, and she's talking about like this is so divine that we're having this conversation now, cuz she's launching a 21-day attract your soulmate challenge, and she's, I'm sure, going to be guiding you guys through this, right, Danae? Did it combine in the first and last name? So if you guys want to sign up for that, it's free, right, Danette?
No, it's actually not free, but it's very very minimal price for what you're doing. Yeah.
Awesome. So yeah. I'm putting the link in the description for you guys. So be sure to check that out, because that sounds amazing. And it's so divine that we're even like having this conversation now. And you guys, it's literally starting right around this time this podcast is episodes released. So go check it out. And I have a question too. And you kind of started to go into this that I'd love to kind of unpack a little bit more. Is when it comes to really attracting in your soulmate, your soul partner, your dream partner, what do you feel that you've seen is like the number one kind of misconception that like most people have about this, that you love to kind of debunk and demon?
You know, when I'm diving into understanding manifesting or attracting anything, let's just say anything, whether it's a relationship, your health, finances, career, whatever it is. I feel that people are hearing this idea that you have to like see it, you've got to feel it, and then you are the manifester of it, right? You probably have heard this. Mm-hmm. And then you got to surrender, and then you have to accept, right? And then there's vision boarding, and you got to see it in your mind. And the thing that I want to remind everyone and myself is that if you've seen it and you have felt it just in your mind's eye or in your embodiment of who you are, it already exists. Mm-hmm. It already is here. It's not you attracting it, you creating it. That's what we've been told. It already exists. You just have to come out and grab it.
Yeah.
And that's when you know that everything is already here, it allows you to get in alignment with the frequency of the creator, whether you believe in source energy, you believe in God, and just go, yes, I'm going to unleash all the things that are keeping me from seeing this miracle in representation in my life. Mm-hmm. And how people see the miracle is radical self-love. We have the research I've done dives into people that have passed on, right? They go into those worlds that you hear about when they have a near-death experience. And they are presented with understanding that the deepest currency, the magical sauce of all magical sauce to manifesting, is self-love. And a lot of us are not recognizing that. They think it's harder work, or it's like deeper visualization. Anytime you have to focus and work towards it, you're out of alignment. Mm-hmm. And there's so much of that happening in this manifesting conversation that's coming up, is like, visualize harder, feel it harder, like get into that frequency, right? Which the frequency is already there. The frequency is more self-love, is doing the things that light you up and honoring yourself. And so that's what's in this program, is deep, radical unpacking and loving yourself and clearing out this wounding that you may or may not even be aware of. So deep hypnosises and meditations to clear out old wounding, because when we have wounding, even if we think we've forgiven, even if we can't even remember the wounding, if it's still in the DNA, it still will represent itself out into what you are like seeing in front of you. So a lot of time people are connecting on a deep, deep connection from wounding trauma.
Yeah.
I think a lot of us listening, even you and me, can say we've done that. We have bonded deeply, soulfully with people from our wounding.
Yeah,
because that's where we're attracting from. Mm-hmm. So I think that's the biggest misconceptions, and the thing that people can actually just exhale on and go, oh my gosh, I don't have to think about focusing harder or surrendering more. It's like, just focus on love for self.
It's not the doing. It's not the doing, which is like a constant reminder for me too, because I sometimes will get so caught up in the do, like, am I doing it right? Am I, you know, do. And I'm forgetting that it's actually all about the being. And like what you said, experiencing that feeling of bliss or whatever that is, right? That high, that euphoric feeling, and that feeling of joy, peace, love, and that's a beingness versus a doing certain things. And there's certain, of course, doings that we can do that can support us in activating that way of being. Like the one that you just shared, the one I just shared. But I think you're absolutely right, is bringing it back to what is this really about? And you know, bringing it back to the purpose of it all. And I love that you also said that, yes, it all already belongs to us and it's already there. It already exists. And it's not like, you know, the fact that you can see it, ladies, the fact that you can see it means that it exists. That's the only validation that you need, that it exists. God didn't plant this vision in you, like dangling it in front of your head, like, look what you can't have, you know, like it's placed in you divinely for a reason, because you've created it. It's there and it exists. So I think that's just like super powerful. So thank you for that, Danette. Yeah. And, I like bringing it back to, soul partners and all that. I also wanted to ask you this question, because I've heard all kinds of opinions and theories on it. Is when you are with someone and you like say you feel in your heart like, okay, this is my soul partner, but then you start to have like those doubts come in and you start questioning. I've had like women come to me and say like, am I not, if he's the one, if he's like my soul partner, if he's like my soul connection, am I not supposed to be doubting him? Am I not supposed to be having these questions and these doubts? So I'd love to kind of hear your thoughts on that.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, am I just supposed to know and have full faith and all that stuff? So yeah, I would love to hear
And granted, you guys, we're all just walking this journey. So what resonates with what I say is probably in alignment for you. And if it doesn't resonate, it's not. I'm not the keeper of all truths.
Yeah. It's not about right or wrong. It's about like shining light. Yeah.
I'm just going to speak my truth and my perception on this. I think there's this idea when we talked about misconceptions that there is one soulmate for us. And I believe there are many. And this is a whole nother conversation that I'm actually writing my next book on, is idea, because we have so many stigmas in our culture, and it comes from religion, and it comes from our own ego, and it comes from our own wounding, where it's like, I'm supposed to be with one person, and it's supposed to be this person, and anything outside that's unfaithful, or I'm just being disrespectful. And I'm not even going there around this, but I'm just trying to remind people that we are multidimensional human beings. And in this one lifetime that we are living and we're experiencing right now, me talking to you, you talking to me, you listening in right now, there are multiple things happening at all the time. And there are going to be souls that you bump into that you're like, there is a complete resonance along your pathway. And it doesn't mean that you dislove the person you're with. So this wraps me to you feeling like, oh, I've met this person. I've met the one. Why am I having doubt? Or why am I questioning them? Or why am I feeling maybe even disengaged with this human? And the truth is because you're disengaged, you question yourself. They are just a mirror to you of all the things you question within yourself. And it's okay. This is part of being human. It doesn't mean they're not a soulmate, and it doesn't mean you're not your own soulmate. It just means that you're having a human experience. Mm-hmm. I do want to say though, there's a fine line with it, because there's also intuition. And this is how clear I am about soulmates and soul contracts. Cause I'm not talking about, oh, I like them and we like really feel like we get each other, so we're soulmates, cause that gets thrown around all the way. I'm talking about a soul contract connection. And that's different than a soulmate. A soul contract connection is someone that is like, we're going to run together in this lifetime. And it may be a year, it may be 3 months, it may be for at the end of our time until we take our last breath. But I'm not going to put any number on that, because all I know is that we had a contract that we were coming together. And I do know that every single human is either in a relationship, because we all have a purpose. We all have a divine purpose, whether it's to love ourselves more, it's to do something on the planet, to say that thing to that person, and then how to snowball for whatever else needed to transpire in that person's life. And you yoking with someone, because these intimate relationships that we take on, we're yoking with them. And if we are not with our soul contract connection, or we're out of alignment in that connection, it is either taking us closer to our soul's purpose, or it's leading us away, because it's a massive distraction and there is no in between. And this time in this lifetime right now, the heat, the dial is getting turned up so much. And the world is needing us to be in our purpose more than ever, in our voice, in our power. And when you are yoked with someone that is not your soul contract and you are out of balance together, whether it, if you're in contract and out of balance, you are not going in that direction, and we need you in that direction. And if you are not yoked with somebody that is your contract, and you are just totally bypassing your gifts and bypassing your power to be in this relationship, you are moving away from where we need you to be. But the whole humanity, consciousness wants to live through us. So that's why I really created this program, because I'm so passionate about it. I see it time and time again. These relationships where they're just massively distracted. They're constantly in their wounding, and they're like, well, we're upgrading, we're growing together. And I'm like, but you know what? You could be working on this, because we need you here, and the humanity wants to experience this through you. So I just feel that people need to get really real right now on these relationships we're in, relationships we're cultivating, things like that.
Yeah. I think this is so good, because I've gotten that question too a lot, is like, how do I know when to stay or when to go? Like, when to continue to, you know, do the work with this person, or, you know, or when it's time to go. Do you have like anything additional that you can add about that? Like that question of, cause I know we talked about intuition and like really feeling into our body. Like I know for me, you know, I will feel in my body like this kind of, it's like this icky feeling, and I feel it like kind of a constricting in my chest, and I feel like these like kind of twirls in my tummy, and it's like it just feels icky to me. But then you also have those moments where it's like you love the person, right? And you care about the person, and you've come this far together. So that's a question that I've gotten a lot, actually, is when do I stay and continue to, you know, fight the good fight, or the bad fight, or whatever it is, or when do I leave? When do I say, okay, draw the line and say, actually, this is out of alignment. Like this is veering me away from where I get to be in my purpose.
Yeah. I think that every single human, and I'm going to speak more to women, because that's who's really listening to this, is that you are gifted with intuition. And most of you listening, and I'm speaking to Ashley and myself on this, but here's the problem. We are gifted with these tremendous amounts of power and intuition and knowings, and we are so distracted. We're so distracted with our computers, with our phones, with social media, with the next Netflix show. I just got Invisalign, so I can hardly speak. And I'm just calling us all out for a minute, because we get into these questions like, am I in the right partnership? Is this the right step? And it's like, before you ask those questions, can you please just get into stillness and have a routine of stillness? Can you please turn off the social media and this desire to be seen and to compare, and really get back to the fundamentals of your time in nature, and get back to your heartbeat, get back into those meditations that Ashley and I have just been talking about, because that's where your power is going to lie. That's where your self-love is going to lie. And when you're in those spaces, and when you're in that truth, that's where you can make those decisions. So first go there before you make those decisions, because that's going to lead you. That's going to let you know, hey, yeah, you're meant to stay in this, because you run from everything, because you don't want to actually do the shadow work that this person is offering you. And it will be honest and real with you, but so many of us are so scared of the truth. We're so scared of waking up in the night. We pill ourselves out to sleep all night, when actually the spirit's just trying to communicate with you and tell you you're in a bad relationship or change this up. So it's just really important to get back into those fundamentals before you ask and act on those questions.
Yeah.
But you will know, your body will also tell you, like Ashley was saying,
yeah,
really notice touches. Notice how it feels during sex. Is your body wanting this? Because your body is massively intelligent, even more than your mind. And it will tell you if you are meant to continue with this person. It'll tell you probably quicker than anything else. Mm-hmm. So if sex becomes unpleasurable, or it always has been, check it. If when they touch you or kiss you, it feels off, listen. If you have continual body aches in your body and you notice maybe tightening in your neck or your stomach when they walk into the presence, and when you're away from them, you're like, whoa, I feel so expansive. Check yourself, be radically real. That will also give you your answers.
Mm-hmm. And when you make a decision from that space, you know, I love what you said earlier. I didn't even like, you know, I wanted to highlight it and I didn't, which is the key to manifestation is self-love. Yes. And please, ladies, write that down. Like, write that down, get that in your body, understand that. That is the key, because everything else is fear. Everything else is resistance to you, to who you are, to your desires. You know, we as women, like, I've been learning a lot about leading in my feminine. And what that means is leading with desire. And when you lead from a space of desire, you have, it's literally infinite. It's infinite possibility. And then you, when you pull in the masculine after you get clear on your desire, the masculine supports you with the structure and the how and all those things, right? Which we need both. But ladies, like, really honoring your desires, honoring your truth, all of that, creating the space in the morning for you to sit and, as Danette said, be in nature or be in the stillness, that is an act of self-love. You are saying that I am work, because someone, oh, I have too much to do. Oh, I know I have client calls. I've got this, I've got that. Like, okay, but what is that message that you're actually giving to yourself in that moment? You know, you're saying that you're, that all of those things are more important than you, than your desires, than what you get to create in this life, than your well-being. No.
Yeah.
Uh-uh. We did it. And I aren't taking that for an answer. Sorry.
It's a hard one. It's a hard one because, I mean, especially if you're an entrepreneur, and I imagine all your female fire girls are like, I'm a go-getter. I like the relationship. I want it all. And it's, there's all the books out there on these businesses, like drive harder, work harder. You see the people
hustle,
marketing, these acquisitions. They're like, their relationships burned out. They're overweight. They're unhealthy. And I'm like, oh, there's a better way, people. There's a better way.
Yeah. And a more aligned, feel good way. okay. So we're at the end of the episode. I just looked at the time. I'm like, whoa, that flew by. I have a final question that I ask all my females on fire who come in on the show, which is, what is one thing, Danette, that you can pick right now that you can see about yourself that you used to hide, dim, mute, or even shame about yourself that you have since reactivated and reignited on your journey to becoming the female on fire that you are today?
Wow, girl, that is a great freaking question.
I've had all kinds of answers. It's been such a fun question. Like, I've heard all kinds of things.
What thing am I letting go of? What did I let go of to be the version of me?
Yeah, like, what did you, because a lot of us, like, we're born with so many gifts, but then at some point in our lives, something happens, right? Some experience, some painful trauma happens. And then we just took that candle that was lit and we just put it out.
Yeah. You know, what's coming to my mind right now, and I'm actually still in the process. I wouldn't say I've like fully arrived. You'll see more and more of it. Everyone who follows me, but is this, I actually have knowings, and it's even weird for me to say this. This is so good.
Yes. I have
knowings, and you know, it's interesting. Like, I've actually like have met with like two different, what you would call psychics. Right. And they've always kind of have been someone that I would be like, that's not what you should do, or you shouldn't meet with people like that and people like that. And I think it's because that's always lived in me. And both of them were like, you could do exactly what I'm doing. Cause I know things about people. I know things about events, and then they happen. And I've always kind of wondered it, but I've just been like, I'm not letting anyone know that. I'm keeping that down. And lately I'm like, it's time to share this part of myself. Even if it feels a little scary.
Wow.
I'm still in that transition. I'm still in that process.
Oh my gosh, that's so powerful. I love that. And it's so interesting, right? Like, when we push something away like that, it's typically because we judge that within ourselves.
Totally.
Right. We judge it within ourselves. Mm-hmm. We had some kind of, at some point, maybe something was said to you when you were younger or like some point in your life, you know, in that judgment, then we took that on. Yeah. Right. And then it became like our truth. And so it's like, yeah, I love that, babe. Like I see that in you. Like I 100% see that in you. I see that ability to have that in you. You know, I've like before, and this is like, you know, five, 4 years ago, I used to have all of these, manifestation, like whatever, like people just keep talking about it. It's just this, you know, woo woo thing. Like this is before I did a lot of the work that I've done. And it's so crazy because when I really started like doing this work and like really, you know, letting go of a lot of resistance that was in my body and control and all those things, I realized like there is some stuff, like I can go back in my journals and everything. I have manifested some of the craziest shit that you'd be like, there's no way, like no way that didn't happen. And it's because I would have these knowings of that something was going to happen for me. And I would, it was like almost like this conviction, like this level of conviction. And that was how I would manifest. And so over the last, like, I would say couple of years, I've really been like practicing, harnessing that instead of making it like wrong or judging it as being like, oh, it's woo woo. That's not real. And like, you know, like making almost like I was making fun of it before when it actually lived in me the whole time. And it's like a superpower. So yeah. I can totally relate to you on that one, sister, in like a different way, but it's different, but similar.
Oh, it's totally similar. Yeah, totally. We have these gifts, and usually the thing that we're so afraid of within ourselves is the very thing we judge in others. Yeah. So checking your judgments, checking where you're trying to, because judgment's just a form of hiding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. I just want to share this one last thing really quick, cause it just came to me. My brother, Adam Roa, we had this conversation. He and I have very similar personality types. We're both analyzing controllers. Okay. So we have this like inner cynic that pops up, you know, and it'll like pop up and pop up. And, there was one moment where I was at, it was during ceremony, and a woman started speaking in light language, and my cynic came up, and it was just like, okay, she is totally faking that. Like, that's not real. Like, she's just saying things. She just did it. Like, that cynic came up, and I'm just being raw and real with you. You know, like this stuff comes up for me from time to time. And I'm like, da, da, da. And Adam had this question that he was like, he's like, I've gone through that too. That exact same thing. Da, da, da. And then he's like, one time he was sitting in ceremony, and and the medicine asked, well, how would it be? Just like a simple question. Well, how would it be? It's like how would light language be? Like, how would it sound if it were true? How would it? And it's like just that simple question of, well, yeah, I mean, I guess like this, you know. And it was just like a simple question, and I might have like, it was a question like that, but it was just like three words or something, like yeah. A simple question, and it was just like, it knocks us over, and you're just like, wait a minute, that's true. Like, how else would it be? How else would it be? We don't know. We just don't know. And it's like when you have, you know, someone who is like an analyzer or controller type personality, we can be so obsessed with the logic, with the everything making sense. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like everything fitting in a box. And it's like this stuff, guys, when it comes to spirituality and all this, like intuition, none of it actually makes sense. That's the best part.
And yet it's limitless. Really simple.
Yeah, so good.
Oh, I love that. That's awesome.
All right, Danette. Well, I've loved this conversation with you. You're my sister. I love you. I see you. And I'm so happy that you got to be a part of this series and that my women get to experience your magic. I'm going to put your challenge link in the description so that those women who have been vibing this whole time, which I'm sure you have been, can dive deeper with you. I'm so, so excited. So thank you so much, Danette, for just sharing of your heart and your beautiful energy with my tribe. I appreciate you.
Thank you so much, and have a beautiful day.
If this episode spoke to you, and especially if you are a driven, ambitious woman who is ready to dive deep so you can rise up to the next level and become truly unstoppable against any and all obstacles in your way, go to femaleonfire.net now. It is time to reignite that spark inside of you so you can radiate it out. Those parts of you that have been lying dormant, that you've been hiding, muting, shaming, It's time to reignite that flame inside of you so you are lit up from the inside out, irresistible, magnetic, in command of every room and every situation, and no one ever, ever forgets your name. Go to www.femaleonfire.net. That's femaleonfire.net, or click the link in the show notes to learn more. You can also shoot me a DM on Instagram that says FOF for Female on Fire now. And as always, thank you so much for listening and especially for rating, reviewing, and sharing the episode. You're amazing. I love you. Have a powerful day.